Begin the current daf, Masech the Sugya daf Chav Dal, begin the Omen Aleph, begin the Tzitzis Masna, begin with the Gemara, Reb Yehuda, Reb Yisi, Reb Shimon Eisim. They all say that this case of Reb Meir, of separating the tithes inside of it from the Kutim, is forbidden. Now Tzitzis points out, it says, Hodeh Boi Lameh Bishmai Dis, that the Gemara wants to say now, Sugya Ube Eivin, and Eivin Davam Nubam Beis, Ube Gidin, Davam Chav Eim Enach, Ume Rube Perakamad, Nubam Kamad Dav Samak Tess. The time to be the reason, Reb Yehuda, he says, Asid Mishim Delesli Breira, is actually, it's not because of his concern for the case. No, rather it's because he doesn't hold a retroactive clarification. Although in the Bryce itself, as our Gemara points out, they do tell Remeir this concern for the bursting of the flask. So why is the Gemara making up a reasoning that's not even explicitly in the Bryce? So it's the Kavasash, we find this many times in Shas. The Gemara does not consider the primary reasoning. That reasoning that even is explicitly mentioned in the Mishnah. We find this Parakat Revis and Zvachim Navayin Zaman Bezgabe Evori Tamima. We have the limbs of an unblemished carbish and the Sav of Evor Balmum. They got mixed up with the limbs of a Balmum. You find this Parakat Revis of Chavav and Bezgabe Shavush La Echel. You stress I'm not going to eat Vachal Kosher to my new amount that you have to be Kiva. You have a Parakat in the Makis of your Zayim and Avgab. You come here from that table. You have how much you eat from Montag Bird to be library from the Kosher. With the Gemara that brings a reasoning that's different than that which is mentioned in the Mishnah and the Braisa, and because the Gemara knew that wasn't the main reason, even though it's not the one explicitly mentioned. Then it says, "Vem Tav begin to say, okay." So here, Yehuda Lesley Bray, as the Gemara is explaining the reason why he holds that you can't do these Trumas and Maisers retroactively is because he doesn't know the Brayra. So then, Amos really like Rabbi Yechon under the British call again. Obviously, like Rabbi Yechon, which is brought in Gittin of Chavir Menalv, a Perk Maisim Hem Chayz of Nonsen Menalv. That means that we say, Achan Shechok, when your brothers divide Yerushal Kuchasin, they're considered as they're buying shears because Breira would be the only way of saying that they're like brothers. If you're, there's no Breira, how do you know which is which? Obviously, it's like each one's buying from each other. And therefore, Mazin Zel Zabi Yevus Rabbi Yechon says that therefore you have to give it back to each other by Yevul, like in the way someone's buying a field, it goes back on Yevul. So, Mekin, if that's the case, then you have a big problem. Hey, Chamatz, the other Beragel, but Beis HaMedrash, how could you have his hands and feet in the Beis HaMedrash? Meaning, how could he even, like, explain himself? Because the Limish Gachas, the Maisi Bikurim, then it's not possible to any Jew to have brought Bikurim, the first of the fruits, El Chad Bar Chad Ad Yishu Benun. If he's a single son from a single son going all the way back to Yishuv Nun, because the parakah chavul nigvar, but becomes the b'tzadim of is later the holds kinyan peis lavik kinyan guf dami. He holds the fact that you have the rights of utility is not considered as if you have the ownership of the property itself. As we find the kabbadin yemi yemayim by the halacha of if someone kills a slave, where we give it a 24-hour period, where who's considered the owner? Let's say one guy has the Kenyan Pes, one guy has the Kenyan Guv. Yudha says that the Kenyan Pes is not like a Kenyan Guv. Now, Taisa is saying, if you're going to say Yudha holds, as the report of the so give, there's no Breira. So it comes out, when you have brothers who divide Yerusha, most definitely it's going to be like Lekuchas. So you have to give it back to each other by Yevo. If so, that means to say they don't really own the land, it's only like a Kenyan Pes, because you have to give it back. Promise Rido holds a Kenyan Pes, not like Kenyan Guf. So no one ever could bring Bikurim to say the parasha as if he owned the property, only if it was a single son, where then he's obviously not giving back to anyone, he has Kenyan Guf. And that means his father also going all the way back to Yishuv Nun. Only that type of person can bring Bikurim, that's the case of Bikurim for such a person. Okay, now the Rabbi Yisrael, according to Biesi, who was one of the three Tanaim originally in the different Maschat Taisis. The Mesadkali Hossam, Ikikinaguv Demir Lav, so he doesn't hold definitively, but he's in doubt if Kinyan Pes Kikinaguv or not. Now, Vahochel Lesley Breir, here as we explain, all these three Tanaim don't hold a Breir. And Chiagav Nadaik Besef HaShalech Begitna, the Mechasim Rav. So the problem is, how could he have this, if he has this Savik, that means to say he has the same halachic quandary as Rabbi Yehuda. This is something to say is no. The Medin Yemi Yemayim, this halacha that we're proving from Yemi Yemayim that the whole Kenyan Pes Lav Kinyan Guv, in Limba Ba'amla, you can't learn that too in general to know the beauty of the whole Kenyan Pes not like a Kenyan Guv. That's only for the halacha of Eved itself. Because the Hasim Ksim Kroy, the Kasper Betachazon, thereby Eved says in his money that it's underneath his domain, which the understanding of that is that literally has to own the body itself and not Kenyan Pes. But in general, you could be the Kenyan Pes Kinyan Guv, It's only the Gabi Yemi and Mayim that we say that it's not. And it could be that Yehuda would hold Kinyan Peis is like a Kinyan Guf. My tummy, and actually for that reason, like Maizel Bishleich, therefore don't bring in Begashleich, and Maizel he, to stay Achuza. And the Gemara there is qualifying Rabbi Yehuda, if he holds Kinyan Peis, he couldn't give or not. The Gemara doesn't bring the Bryce of Bava Kama as a proof that Rabbi Yehuda holds that if it's Kinyan Guf or not. Obviously, because it's not arrived from there, because there it's different, as we explain from the Pasuk of Kasman Tachas Yadeh. Additionally, what you could say is that even if Rabbi Yehuda holds that generally Kinyan Peis is not like Kinyan Guf, and like we're saying in that Sukkah, he doesn't hold Breira, it's still not difficult regarding the Halacha Bikurim. Because you could say, no, the Dafka Bi'echen who disli Hachzor, it's only Bi'echen holds that logic. That meaning, the Bishum Lekuchas say, because they're Lekuchas Machzim Zel, that they give it back to each other. Actually, the other Amram, they said, Dafka of the Embra, even if you don't hold Breira, it's not true, you don't give it back by Yebel. Like the Gemara says, we didn't have a The mecha of the merachman the hadbiyah, but only by a sale. It's not stam lekuchas. A sale goes back in yevul. Yerushim but don't lie. Inheritance and the gift, even if you're considering them, so to speak, like lekuchas, no, they don't go back by yevul. And hence, it's not difficult in Rabbi Yehuda. It could even be brothers. It doesn't have to be a single son after a single son to have the halacha bikur. Now, Rabbi Yechanan on the hand, who he doesn't hold like that. Loikashim Rabbi Yehuda doesn't have a difficulty from Yehuda's opinion. He would explain not like our sukkah concludes. He would say actually the reason why is because we consider the flask in the burst. And that's the reasoning for his halacha. So it comes to the question of Yechon, the question of Yehuda. It's not difficult to ask the question because even in the same Yehuda that he holds Kinyan Peis, love Kinyan Guf, but still he holds that the brothers that divide, they are like Yerushim, they don't give it back to Yevul. And then if you could bring Bikurim into say the Kriya, because he holds Rabbi Yehuda is not because of Ein Brera. He actually holds Rabbi Yehuda in our Sogi is actually for the reason that it's actually mentioned there in the Braisa, of because of a Kisa Night. But so it says immediately, you're talking times of Rabbi Yehuda, but this reasoning does not apply to Rabbi Yehuda. In other words, to say that Rabbi Yehuda holds a Brera, to where Rabbi Yehuda is explaining for Rabbi Yehuda, and if you would say, even if Kinyan Peis is love Kinyan Guf, like Rabbi Yehuda is in doubt, but still, the brothers that divide, they could bring the Bikurim because they're like Yershin, because you say Breira, Lakocha Lesley. Obviously, does not hold of this. So it says, Kumash Afashlai, I'm going to explain later on. And if you have to say that, obviously, just today was in doubt, to be saying, Kinyan Peis, Kinyan Guf, but not, that's only regarding the Din of Yemi Yemem, like we mentioned before. So according to the Taisis, Rabbi Huda, you were able to bring Bikurim either because, in general, the Kinyan Peis is Kinyan Guf, except for the Lach of the Avid, or because that even Kinyan Peis is not the Kinyan Guf, but still, and the brothers don't give it back by Yevul, because it's only a Mecher and not Yerushim Matan. But that is continues to explain the halacha of Rabbi Yesi, the grand prayer. So, the time we're going to say the halacha less Rabbi Yesi Breda, up until now, Rabbi Yehuda, now we're going to Rabbi Yesi. In our Sugya, as we're saying, that comes that Rabbi Yesi holds that we don't say Breda. In Peg Mishach, the Gidna Fayan Gimel Beis, Isle Breda, held a Breda. Why? Now I'm learning Mishnah that. Says regarding, someone says to his wife, this you get from today if I die. Yisim, he says, in those days, between when the get is given until the husband actually dies, she's Mugresh, and Mugresh is a Sophic if she's considered as divorced. We don't know. Chimai is a Begita. When she dies, can be get Luma Freya. So you see, according to Bezi, you do say prayer. So says, Luma, the Mechal Gresh, Kalgit, according to the one that differentiates there in the beginning, Kalgit, the Andav Chofem, and Alpin, Telebidas, Asmel, Telebidas, Achem, that depends if you make it dependent on your own consciousness or on someone else, Sanicha. So actually then it makes sense because this that the Mishnah says by the case of someone who purchases the wine here in our sugya that it's a problem is because that title of the Sazma. And if you don't say prayer. And this that he holds that when he dies he's gonna be get, that's because he's Talbot Asachem. It's not dependent on himself. And then we're gonna say prayer. Now but Rabbi Delay Mavlakas and Rabbi who does not make that differentiation, but Rabbi Samuel Hill explained the reason that this that we say Breira. And just that in our case, he says it's forbidden to do this with the wine that he bought. It's because he's going to explain the reasoning is because Mishum Bekis Anot. Same thing like with every Behuda. He's actually saying the reason is because of the person in the flask, not because of Ein Brer. But Rav Mifarish Time, Perikol Ma'avin, Evin Aflam Zaman Beis, he says Mishum Dvi'in Reishis Shashir Nikarn. You need to have Reishis, the Chuma, that you could recognize what it is. So if it has to be verified at the time of the separation, and it cannot be moved over afterwards. It has to be in the current at the time. So therefore, that's why it's not typical why over there he says like that, because it has to be sure in the car. It just says to me, however, Kadikash is still difficult because Perkel Ma'ar Mashman the less labor of here, something actually does not hold the bear. Can be Meiser, Sheshli Bebayas, Machul al Sela, Shatalam Biyadim in a Kiss. It says, the Meiser I have in my house is really consecrated on this coin that comes out of my purse. Piusim is his Lichil, it's not going to be a Hil, obviously, because you don't say that retroactively verified that the Meiser was Machul on this money. So that's the one we over here. Gisim Misha Amzoi holds that when he's going to die, it is going to be a get. So Yitzchak, you could differentiate. There, it's definitively going to ultimately be verified. He's going to die. He's going to have an expiration date. And if it's more of a brayer, then from the case of, oh, it'll be on the coin that's going to come out of my wallet, because that might never be verified ever. Because you don't know if it's ever going to come out. Maybe the money is going to be lost. And there, by Mishael, we say Breira, and by the coin, we don't say Breira. Which says, that's you could also explain for Shmuel, that this the Shmuel said it's a problem by a barrel and by an animal, is because it's possible that it's never going to be verified. But if we get the Beshchimra, since it's ultimately going to be verified, it's going to live, it's going to die, and therefore then we're going to say Breira.